I'm doing good. I did not realize how long your list of accolades was
Oh.
until I was doing research, man.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Oof. What did you not win?
I got a pretty good list.
Yeah, you do. Most I believe you have most interceptions in Dartmouth history, right?
I do, yes. Yeah,
17.
that's the big one, yeah. I think that record says like 20 some years. So that
Wow.
was cool to break that, yeah.
Wow. So talking about how you're getting ready for the draft, it's kind of hard right now with the coronavirus, you know.
Yeah, so I'm just, I'm at home right now. My dad has a couple of dumbbells and a curl bar. I have a bike. So I've just been kind of just trying to get creative with that, running. My neighborhood does have a little, like, piece of grass that I can use to do footwork stuff. So just a combination of all that stuff, just trying to get creative.
Did you get to do a pro day, or did you have to do like a virtual pro day, or what was the situation there?
Yeah, I ended up getting into an assisted pro day with Richard Shelton was the area scout. So he conducted it, he ran it and verified it. I ended up getting some numbers up. I did run a 4.40, which I think was a great time for me. And I also had a 39-inch vertical, so I was very pleased with my pro day results, and I'm glad I got in.
Have you talked to any teams yet, or any teams talking about you later rounds, maybe mid draft?
I've got a couple of texts that said, they're interested. They saw my pro day tape, and they said they liked what they saw. No interviews yet. I'm not sure where I'm projected. But yeah, I'm hoping for the best.
All right. So let's run down this list real quick. Two-time FCS All-America player. Ivy League MVP, defensive MVP. Again, FCS leader in interceptions 2018. Won almost every award you can win in FCS, I believe. Missed some games last year. Talking about last year, missing some games. He only played, I believe, 7 games.
Yeah, that was kind of tough. I made it. I went all the way through camp, and then the week of our first game against Jacksonville, I did a one-on-one rep, and I just like pulled my hamstring a little bit. I could have played those 2 games, but it was at a conference, so my coach was like, "No, we're going to keep you out. Save it for the conference games." So then I get back to full practice the 3rd week, and I fall awkwardly in another one-on-one rep, and I just ended up spraining my knee. Nothing too serious. Just kept me out that 1 week. I was back for the rest of the 7 games and just played like that. So.
So in 2018, your junior year, you had nine interceptions, I believe.
I did, yes.
That's pretty good for anyone.
Right.
Talking about your junior year and how big that was for you.
Yeah, I feel like the junior year really, put me on the map. I mean, 9 interceptions, that's hard to ignore. I think, it was a combination of having really great teammates and really great play calling on the defensive end. We had a great defensive line. The pass rush was getting there. The quarterbacks were stressed, scrambling for their lives, and threw it places that they probably didn't want to throw it to. And I just happened to be under a lot of those. So big shout out to those guys.
So who's the best player you're playing against?
Played against. It would probably be Reed Klubnik from Yale. He's big, he's fast. He's probably the best one I've went up against in the Ivy League, so.
How about the best teammate you have?
Oh, I can't do that. There's a bunch of them. I'll just go with my closest 5. DJ Avery, Nigel Alexander, TJ Simpson, Jordan McGriff, and Caleb Parker. Those are my guys. Those are who I spent most of my time with, so.
What was your recruiting like coming out of high school?
I had most of the Ivy League offers, and then I had all the academies. It ended up coming down to Dartmouth, Harvard, and Air Force. I took my visits to Air Force, and the military life just wasn't for me. Harvard was really nice. I had no complaints about Harvard. It was really cool, really dope place. But then I went up to Dartmouth, and I just fell in love with the people. I just said to myself, like, if I was to go through college, I wanted to be with this group of guys. So that's why I chose Dartmouth.
So you have those academies and all that stuff. Do you kind of feel like you're slept on with no FBS offers?
I was actually hurt my senior year.
Okay.
of high school, I'd missed, I think I missed like four or five games. So I do feel like I was a little bit slept on, but I can understand it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So if the NFL isn't working out for you, what's your plan after? I know you're a major in environmental studies.
Mm-hmm. You know, I really have to look around. I really, like, football is my main focus right now.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to look, I'd probably start with energy consulting, consulting in general, or something mm-hmm. in finance. I would have to figure it out. I have a long way to go in that department, but I'll be able to find something, definitely.
You mentioned energy consulting. I'm going to throw this one at you. Do you think there's a way for an NFL stadium to be all solar powered?
I do think it's possible. I don't know if it'll be economically practical to do, but I do think it is a possibility for that to happen.
All right. When I saw your environmental studies major, I was like, I'm going to throw a few of this. So you're obviously smart because went in Dartmouth. How do you balance school and football on the level you're playing at? Because yeah, some Ivy League guys are okay football players, and you're an NFL caliber player, but you're also a very good student.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to adjust at first. My freshman year, the first couple semesters were a little tough. You know, you come from high school, you're getting all A's, you know, it's relatively easy.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you get to college, you know, you got to actually work and you have to study,
yeah.
And they make you think differently. You have to think critically on all the assignments and all the tests, all the papers. So it is an adjustment, but once you figure it out, you know, you get into a schedule, you learn your own studying technique,
mm-hmm.
all that. So, yeah, I mean, you just get into the groove of it.
So back to your junior year, Phil Steele, Walter Camp, and Athlon named you FCS All-American that year. What's it like to have those kinds of accolades?
It's crazy. I can tell you that coming into Dartmouth, I didn't even expect that to happen. You know, it's really crazy that I was even up for all those awards and to get them all. It was just, I can't put it into words how excited I was,
mm-hmm.
how rewarding that felt. It was great. It really was.
So Dartmouth isn't a team that gets a lot of national exposure as far as their television. So a lot of guys might not know who you are. So, talk to me about what a team is getting out of you if they draft you and what the fans can expect if you're drafted to their team.
I just want fans and coaches to know that what you're getting out of me is I'm going to work as hard as I possibly can and do whatever it takes
mm-hmm.
for the team to succeed. I am not opposed to anything. I will play special teams. I will play nickel, safety, corner. Whatever you ask me, I don't care. I'll do it. I will work my hardest at it, and I will try to do my best at it to be the best player I could possibly be. So
what are your strengths as a player?
As a player, I think I have really good instincts and anticipation for stuff, and I also think I have pretty good ball skills. I can kind of see and feel things before they happen. That's what my experience was playing at Dartmouth. I don't know what is seen on film, but that's what I feel when I'm playing.
Biggest weakness?
I think I could be, you know, just have a little bit more toughness. I feel like toughness is a mindset
mm-hmm.
that you have to bring every single play. And, you know, if I'm riled up and I'm competitive, I mean, I'm always competitive, but, like, if I really want to win, I'll have that toughness mindset every single snap, and that's what I'm trying to work towards, have it every single play all the time.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite memory from your senior season in Dartmouth or junior season?
Oh, my favorite memory is winning the championship with my guys senior year. The last game of Brown, we were up 6. They had the ball. They were driving down. I think it was Nico Lelos or TJ Simpson that got a sack. And then the quarterback ended up throwing it in the end zone, and I ended up intercepting it. It was an ending I won't forget. I was really glad we got to share that.
How about worst moment at Dartmouth? Was there a moment you were like, you know, I don't know if I want to keep doing this?
Not that I don't want to keep doing this, but the moment we were – my junior year, we were 8-0. We were playing Princeton, who was also 8-0. They were scoring something crazy like 60 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
We held them to 14, and we ended up losing 14-9. That one hurt because, as you know, Ivy League doesn't have any championship.
Mm-hmm.
or any playoffs, sorry. So that was really – that was the championship game we lost. So that one really hurt junior year. But, you know, it turned out good. Came back senior year and beat them. So
you guys ended your season back in November, December. But the seniors in the spring sports and winter sports did not get to, and in some cases, play their season. What do you think about that? You know, I know it doesn't affect you directly, but I'm sure you have friends on basketball teams, on other teams that are affected by it.
I do, and I've told them, like, I've talked to them, and I've just told them, like, I'm really sorry. Like, it sucks. I can't imagine that happening to me. I know I would be devastated. I know they're devastated. It's just a bad situation all around. But, I mean, with everything going on, that was the only thing that could be done. So I don't really fault the NCAA for doing it.
What's it going to be like having the draft and not having a traditional graduation ceremony?
I mean, it'll be tough because I know everyone wanted their – you know, you work 4 years for graduation. You want to celebrate it the right way. You want to do it one last time with the group you came in with, and now it's not happening. That sucks too, but again, the circumstance, you can't really fight it. Like, it's what had to have happened. But hopefully we can, you know, reschedule, get another day, and still have the celebration, so –
They might have to work around your NFL schedule, though.
I'm sorry?
They might have to work around your NFL schedule.
Yeah, true.
Where are you going to be watching the draft from? I know you're home right now, so I assume you're going to have a small get-together, as much as you can right now.
Yeah, it'll probably be me, my family. I have my mom, my dad, my brother. My aunt and my cousin might come down. They live in Arizona, too, so it would just be a drive.
Mm-hmm.
That would be under 10 people, so still following the rules.
Yeah, so still legal.
But, yeah, just get together and watch it. Nothing crazy.
How hard is it, you know, knowing you worked your whole life to get to the draft and you're not going to be able to have a big draft party?
You know, that doesn't hurt me too bad. I mean, it would have been nice, but, you know, I really worked my whole life to have an opportunity to make an NFL roster. You know, it doesn't really matter to me how I get there. That's just my dream, so.
Any last things you want fans to know? I know we talk about your willingness to play every position, in any position, you know. Anything else you want fans to know, though?
You're giving me the floor, huh?
Yeah, I mean, hey.
I'm just going to emphasize, you're going to get everything I got. That's all I got for them, so.
All right, well, thank you very much. And I'll text you on after you get on the roster and see what happens.
Okay, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.